Joining us now is an outstanding teenage string quartet from right here at New England Conservatory's Preparatory Division. They are Audrey Wright and Alana Tonetti-Tiepo, 17-year-old violinists, James Larson, our 18-year-old violist, and Ji-Un Lee, our 16-year-old cellist. They call themselves the Elysium String Quartet. Please welcome them. We have Alana at the microphone. Alana, you and Ji-Un are our only juniors on today's program, so I thought we'd ask one of you to introduce the movement you're going to be playing. Would you do the honors?
Yes. We'll be playing the first movement of Mendelssohn's String Quartet, Opus 13.
Thank you.
The Elysium String Quartet are violinists, 17-year-old Audrey Wright and Alana Tonetti-Tiempo, our violist was 18-year-old James Larson, and our cellist, 16-year-old Ji-Un Lee. We're going to talk to Audrey and Jim for a little bit. I love the way that Allegro ends. You know, you as the first violinist sort of get the last word, and the other guys have to finish the movement. It's like you've run off stage already at that point. It's a great dramatic moment, nicely done. And James, nice setting of that sort of tolling quality in the adagio. Nicely done. Thanks. On the viola there. Audrey, sometimes I hear you have to translate for our friend Jim here. What's that about?
Yes, well, sometimes Jim gets really excited when he speaks. He's very enthusiastic, so he gets ahead of himself, and sometimes I have to decipher what he's talking about. So
funny, he doesn't look Irish. But if I need your help, can I ask you to chime in?
Yeah, I'll try.
Jim, I understand you are the one within the quartet always arguing with your coach, Jonathan Kohler. Is that true?
Well, that's kind of true. I mean, our coach is a very charismatic person with very strong opinions, a clarinetist, actually. And, you know, he has very strong opinions about what he wants to do in our pieces. And, you know, sometimes I just like to make sure he can back up and all of his ideas. So I remember there was he has this motto. He says, most people are mostly wrong most of the time, except for himself, who's right all the time, you know.
So I would imagine you would want to push back against
exactly,
something like that.
Exactly. You know, yeah. We got to test it out, see if what he's saying is true. So we were playing, I think, the Prokofiev Second String Quartet Third Movement, and the beginning opens up lots of very specific articulations. And, you know, Jonathan always says, you know, follow exactly what the composer says. He's smarter than you are. So there was an articulation where Jonathan actually wanted me to do something differently than Prokofiev. So I was like, well, this I'm in a conundrum. I don't know what to do, you know. Should I do what Prokofiev says or what you say? Because, I mean, you're always right, but then I'm supposed to do what the composer says.
Audrey, so, does this make for awkward coaching sessions, tension, or is it all in good fun?
At times, I mean, sometimes we'll be sitting there in a coaching, and Mr. Kohler will say, you know, he'll give, you know, he'll tell us to do something, and then Jim will say, well, wait, but Mr. Kohler, didn't you? And then so Gian, Alan, and I will be like, oh, here it goes
Take
again.
Five,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But no, it's totally in good fun.
I understand. So. One of the disagreements you were having was over the value of tempo between that opening adagio section we heard and then going into the allegro in this Mendelssohn.
Yes.
Audrey, is there an idea behind that?
Well, usually what happens is the violist will take the 32nd notes at the end of the adagio slower, really slow, you know, mm-hmm. at a nice adagio tempo, mm-hmm. and then they'll accelerando mm-hmm. To the allegro section.
And
but
they become the 16th.
Right,
of the
and they
allegro
become then. The 16th. Right. But there is no accelerando written actually mm-hmm. in the part, so we play the adagio rather fast to be half the tempo of the allegro.
Oh, so there's a real mathematical sort yeah. of
so that way the 32nd notes then immediately become the 16th right. notes, and right. it's kind of a classical technique that many yeah. composers use. And I mean, it seems, I mean,
sensible.
Mendelssohn used this before, so yeah. there's no reason not to. And you know, as a clarinetist, Mr. Kohler, he really looks at everything very objectively, and mm-hmm. that's how he approaches it from a musicological standpoint.
It sounded like a very good solution, though. I mean, a lot of people see adagio and think, oh, slow, slow, slow. Adagio just means it's Italian for what? At ease or easily.
Right.
Or yeah, so it's, mm-hmm. it was a very easily assimilatable performance. I mean, it was very organic, the way you were doing it. So you guys, you're both seniors. What are you doing next year, Jim?
I'm actually going to go to Vanderbilt University in Tennessee. I'm from the South.
So, from the South, right. Yeah.
So I'm going back down to the South, and I'm hopefully going to I'm going to major, I think, right now in viola performance, and right now I think biochemistry. So.
Oh, awesome.
You know, just kind of get a wealth of, you know, two different worlds at the same time. So.
Fantastic. Good for you. And Audrey, how about you?
I'm staying right at home here at New England Conservatory.
Good for you. All right, you guys. Great having you, and great being with you, and good luck next year.
Thank you.
Audrey Wright, 17-year-old violinist from Harwich, Massachusetts, on the Cape, and James Larson, 18-year-old violist from Atlanta, Georgia, studying now at Phillips Academy in Andover, Massachusetts.